Israel is out as to the paper, but as to the Dalai Beheke and Shabbat. So the Bryce says we finished. Tlevin Asayu. Egel Ben Asa Shor, there's a Chi of Dalai Beheke. There's a Chi of Dalai, there's a Chi of Dalai Beheke. How could there be Chi of Dalai Beheke? Quint Rabbi Lo, Shalai Yitarech, Shalai Yomaitre. He's like the Bayit of Chani Yamashimi, Yomai Mishabim, Shalai Yitarech, Shalai Yomaitre. So Rav Chinis Chotak Echel, Rabbi Lo. Rashi says, because it's a shinui that comes mimela. If he holds a shinui that comes mimela, is not called a shinui. We'll talk about that later. Omalei, so we listen back to Reb Chanina, the elamai shinui leikani. So what are you telling me? You want a proof in the spice of the shinui is not kleina. Still sure. Amai mishalim ken shaganav, l'shalim ki hashno. Why do you pay ken shaganav? Rashi says you pay careful dalav, hey ken shaganav. Why do you pay ken shaganav? You should pay ki hashno. It's not some official word. Why? What's the worst question? Exactly. Why is we love feeling that you should bake kiyashta. Let's say Pasha Pshat, meanwhile, is because of Rav's din, the Kefal Dalabay is always Kshat Samadha Benin. So Melu Gemara is asking, Rabbi Loz is asking, you're telling me it's bad for me, but it's not so great for you either. You can, even if Shin is not kind of, but why do the Bryce says you pay Ken Shagana, Ken Shagana, it should be Kshat Samadha Benin. So what does Rabbi Loz exactly want to prove from this? Okay, so it's no good for you, it's no good for me, it's no good for you either, but what does he want? So lechor, you can say he means to prove that the brayse is mishabeshta. Saying the brayse makes no sense anyway. Yes, we kasha on the brayse altogether makes no sense. Perhaps amalei, Rabbi Lo, Rabbi Chanina said back to Rabbi Lo, no, ki ashta in a time with the mishalim, shum to amalei turgan minoch, dichugan minoch. That in here you don't have the din of kefil kshas amod of the din, but this svar about the turgan minoch, dichugan minoch. We talk very loud. What's exactly the nature of the svar? One of those. There's a possibility to say, but it means the Maisik Neva is only on the Tle, not on the Ayil. And therefore, you can't have Kefil. So therefore, there's no Chiyuv Kefil on the Ayil, per se, only on the Tle Shavoy, but on the Ayil, there's no Chiyuv. Since the Maisik Neva is only on the Tle, not on the Ayil, so there can't be a Chiyuv Kefil on the Ayil at all. It's one possibility. Or we went back from Taisu Ben Peretz, from the Shvenis of Taisus and Amad Ayil. That it's a svarin, it's a particular svarin, the din of kefil kshas hamad v'din. But the din of kefil kshas hamad v'din, Tosha Ben Peretz is certainly mashma. But the din of kefil kshas hamad v'din was only said when it's the same physical thing. But here where, so it's a shal yukur v'zul. But here where the guf was nishtana, we don't say the din, this is the chiddush. The kefil was kshas hamad v'din, the neshum is kshas hamad v'din, was not said where he stole a tle and now it's an ayah. He can't do the shum of a tle with an ayah. Omalei, Shavuos is back, Rechman and Son Mahadaita, Omalei Adrav, Rechman and Son Mahadaita Vidoch. Mask of Zeru of the Queen of Shini Hashem. I'm well, the Shavuos, Yom Yikor Yishor, Ayah, Yom Yikor Yishor, Shavuos, Yom Yikor Yishor, Tishiv Shor, Kesef, Eiski, Vol, Ayah, Yom Yikor Yishor, Tishiv, Kaili, Sein, Chaloi, Chalti. What it means, at the end of the day, the spice is a kash in Rabbi Lo. Because it says in the spice, you have a chi of dalad v'hei. According to Rabbi Lo, Tlevin asked the ayil as a shimon. Shalei terech, shalei yomecha. Amar Rav Shein, 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 stop here for a second. Craig asks, a second. What do you mean, Mikol Mokum Kasha? Rabbi Lo holds the Brisa is a Mishabeshna. Rabbi Lo already proved that the Brisa doesn't make any sense because the Brisa says that you pay Kein Shigana, but Kein Shigana doesn't make any sense. I mean, this is a Brisa Mishabeshna. So what are you coming to? What are you turning around and saying? What's Rabbi Lo going to do with the Brisa? Rabbi Lo just proved to me that the Brisa, Rabbi Lo already proved that the Brisa makes no sense altogether. No, it's not me. What?
It's coming from this room.
So it's a mother's acting. Why the pshat in the Gemara is very strange. Like, what's Elamai, it's not a Mishaveshta. Apparently, it's not true. Rabbi Lo doesn't think the Brisa is Mishaveshta. It's a valid Brisa. Rabbi Lo has to be Mataritz. So Rabbi Lo is Mataritz, and it goes like Bishamu. So that's why there's no distinction. It's not a Shimli. You don't see Shalei Tevech, Shalei Yomecha. But why do you pay Kefil Kiyashta? I mean, why do you pay Kefil Kein Shiganov? If it's not a Shinui and you're not paying it, You should pay kefil ki hashka kishas amad v'din, like Rabbi Yehuda asked before. Elamai, because this is far about the Torah, took gam minoch. Dicha gam minoch. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rechman ulustan midayt meyamei dayt. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold on that. Lamas the pshat posh pshat nimar doesn't seem to hang together. In other words, does Rabbi Yehuda hold from the Svarah to Torah Gan Minoch, or does he not hold from the Svarah to Torah Gan Minoch? If he holds from it, so why do you say Rechman Ulustan midayt? If he holds from it, then it's good. Elamai, he doesn't hold from it. So then what does it help him to say that the price is going like Beshamai? So fine, the price is going like Beshamai, Shin is not going to. So you explained why there's no Shalay Terech, Shalay Yomech. Why does it feel Dalai altogether? But you haven't explained. Like the same way, Rabbi Lo Yester Chanina. Elamai Shini is not Chanina. So Amai Mishalim Ken Shigonav Lishalim Ki Ashto. So why isn't that Kasha sharing him too? This price is going like Bishami. Going to Bishami for sure. It's not a Shini. So if it's not so at the end of the day, this price is going with Levin Asayel is not a Shini. Going to Rabbi Chanina because Levin Asayel is Beetsim not a Shini. Going to Rabbi Lo because it's going like Bishami. He doesn't care about Shini. Kach v'kach, but this price is going with Levin Asayel is not a shini. And yet, so if it's not a shini, l'shalom, you should pay kihashto, you should pay kishasem adavidin. But the price says you pay kefil talib hei kein shigonav. That was Rabbi Yehuda's kash and Rav Chanina. So Rav Chanina gave him a teretz, otu turu gan v'noch, tichu gan v'noch, there's a svar that you don't pay, you don't say kishasem adavidin when it was nishtan. But Rabbi Yehuda obviously didn't like it because he said, Rachman v'lislam mei haidaita, so what does he do with the price? What do you think? What do you say to such a guy? Shaila is Bakeshis. Anybody who reads to the Gemara, especially if you speak to the Gemara, to Pshat and Tari about that, the way he's supposed to, the Shaila is right away, it's a Mizdakalai.
I think it was if you hold Tura Gamun Mach, Dikra Gamun Mach, that's enough to make you Potom Dalar Hei. So, according to Vishamai, he holds Tura Gamun Mach, Dikra Gamun Mach.
But what Rabbi Lo doesn't like to do about
Tura Gan Minoch, Dikra Gan Minoch. No, he does. He likes it a lot. Behold, you can't say that and also say Chai Yerchaim Da'avehe. It's a good
start. But Bishami do. Bishami say that Tura Gan Minoch, Dikra Gan Minoch, and they hold that Shin is not Chai. So I'll tell you what the Kriyaga says. Frege says that he learned the teretz from the Rosh. It's like this. I'll tell you in a second how he learned from the Rosh. But the teretz that he says basically is Rabbi Lo agrees that there's a svara of otu turu gan minoch dichu gan minoch. But Rabbi Lo holds that that svara only makes sense. If a clan and aisle are two different things. If a clan and aisle are two different things, you could say, Otto Tura Gan Minoch, Dichu Gan Minoch. But if they're two different things, then it's a Shinui and you claim it. So, and even according to Beishamai, the Shinui is not claiming it. That means Beishamai doesn't care that they're two different things, like Abbe Kinyan. He thinks that becoming something else doesn't allow you to be claiming. But it's still two different things. Now, it's clever. Beishamai and Basil don't argue if clever and aisle is a Shinui. They argue whether Shini is Kainan. Bishami holds the Shini is not Kainan, Basil holds the Shini is Kainan. But Bishami and Basil, if Klevenas Isle is a Shini with Basil, it's a Shini for Bishami too, just Bishami don't care because the old Shini is not Kainan. So we lost time for Rechanin is, Rechanin, you can't have it both ways. You can't say that Klevenas Isle is not a Shini, Gabi Kinyan, and say, but it's still different enough that he can say, Otto Tura Gan Minoch, Dichur Gan Minoch. That's the Rechmanu Islam Mehai Daita. If there's a Taina of Otto Tura Gan Minoch, Dichur Gan Minoch, then it must be a shinui, because then it's a different thing, and you can time it. I didn't gan with this thing, I gan with the other thing. Rav Chanina holds no. Rav Chanina holds a shinui, it's not. It's not a shinui. Klevin Asad is not a shinui. Even according to Basil, the shinui is kind of, but here you're not kind of. But nonetheless, when it comes to Kefil Kshas Amadah within this, you can still time it to Turu Gan Minoch Dich Gan Minoch. In a way, Rav Chanina is sort of having it both ways. Lagabi shini kaina, it's not a shini. Levin asal is not a shini that you should be kaina. Shini b'meilu, so to say, it's not a shini. But lagabi, the taina of lagabi, the din of kefil kishasem adam b'din, you could still say otu tura gan menoch dichur gan menoch. That the Chayyim Rabbi Loh says I don't agree to. Says you can't have it both ways. If you could taina otu tura gan menoch dichur gan menoch, which I agree that you could, but that means that it's a shini, and if it's a shini, then it's kaina. Either Bryce says you're not kaina. Yeah, the Bryce is going with Bishama that a shini is not kaina. But Bishama, but it's still a shini le'inyan that even according to Bishama, you could taina otu tura gan menoch dichur gan menoch. That the shum of the kefil won't be kishasem adam b'din, will be kain shagam. But the kitzur, Rabbi Loi and Chanina both agree that this is far to tur gan minoch dichur gan minoch. It's muchach in the brayse. What they argue about is when are you allowed to say it? Rabbi Chanina says you could say it even in things that are not a shinim. Levin asa is not a shinim, but you could still say otu tur gan minoch dichur gan minoch. Whereas according to Rabbi Loi, yes, this is far to tur gan minoch dichur gan minoch, but you only get to say it if it's nishtan. So if levin asa is a shinim, then you get to say otu tur gan minoch dichur gan minoch too. But if Levin Asa wouldn't be a shini, then you wouldn't get to say, Otto Turgam Minach Dichim Minach. So maybe the price is right, if Levin Asa is a shini. I said, why do you only say Shloy Tereh Shloy Yom Eichel? Again, that much goes like Bisham. Lefize comes out of Big Nafkamina. The Halacha. What will be the Nafkamina of Halacha? The Rifin Tesis. Taisa says that la halacha we pass in like Rav Chanina's time. I mean, we pass in like Rav Chanina, but Levin Asayil is a shinik. The Gemara says in the beginning of a guy's leitzim that the Mishnah Zach Chal Kol Gazlan Mishal Mishas Gzeil is coming lasu Yehod Rav Chanina. So the halacha is like Rav Chanina. Levin Asayil is a shinik. So in the particular case of Levin Asayil, I don't need the time of Otto Turgam and Achtichgam and Achtichgam. It's a shinik mamish. You kind of. Nonetheless, Taisa says that we pass in. Rav Chanina swore about the Tur Gan Minoch, Dichur Gan Minoch, not by Tlevin Asayil, there we don't need it, because we hold like Abiloh that it's a Shemin. But we pass in like Rav Chanina le'inyin chushev Shemin. You could taino that you don't have to pay the kefil, it's not on the Shemino, you evaluate the kefil on the chusha, because you could taino otu Shemino Gan Minoch, chusha Gan Minoch. This is the Taisus we keep having that Lamaskana, the Milch, Lamaskana's, Al Gemara, the Rav's memory wasn't said by Kibush of Shemina, only by Yukub Azul. Because of the Tzor of Rabbi Chanina. We've been saying this the whole time that we pass him, we have the Tzor of Rabbi Chanina, Otto Turgan, and Otto Turgan. That's Shita Satasis. Says the Rosh that the Rif is Chaylik. The Rif holds that we don't pass him like Rabbi Chanina. That the Rif said that we don't hold from Rabbi Chanina's Tzor, because we pass him like Rabbi Lo, the Tevin last Isle is a Shemina. For Shoyna, the Rif doesn't make any sense. What do we pass like Rabbi Loh? But the Bryce is going like a Shammai. And the Bryce still says that there's a swara about the Turgan Minoch, Dichagan Minoch. Because otherwise, why do you pay Kain Shigon? You should pay Kishas and Mother Vidin. So Rav Chanina's swara is Mukhach in the Bryce. So what's Pshat in the Rosh? Says Rabbi Kreger, no, forget, the Rosh Gevaldik. The Rosh Gevaldik. Of course, it says in the Bryce that there's a swara about the Turgan Minoch. But according to Rabbi Loh, that's only if it's a Shini. That was Rabbi Loh's Taina. That you can only, yes, it's true, you do say, but only when it's two different things, only by Tlev and Asa'il, where it's a Shinui. So then, even according to the Shaman, the Shin is not Kainer, you can still say, but Kushu Vishmin is not a Shinui, if it's not a Shinui, then you don't say, you don't say, so then he says, that's the Pshat on the Rif. That's what Kreg says, that from the Rosh, he learned Pshat in the Gemara. Yeah, of course, the problem is so it's looking at Rosh Gavad, because now we have Shat Minwa. The problem is, what about Taisus? Taisus holds that the halach is like Rav Chanina. I mean, Taisus can't hold the halach as mamas like Rav Chanina. Everybody agrees the halach is like Rilot Levin Asayil as a Shimon. But the svar about the Turan Gan Minoch, Taisus holds that still true the halach that you can say, Otushmeina Gan Minoch, Chusha Gan Minoch. Why is that the halach? The Rabbi Loh said that Rechmanu Slamei Haidaita. And from the Bryce is only Mukhuch, the Bryce might arrive to Rav Chanina. The Bryce only arrived that you say to Turgan Minoch by when it's two different things, by Tlev and Asal, where we talk a passing like Rav Chanina that it's a Shema. But when it's not two different things, Rav Chanina, then you can't say Otto Turgan. You cannot say Otto Turgan Minoch. So that's Taka Tzorchim. What does Taisus do with the Rebbe Kreger's Kashin? How does Taisus read the Gemara? The Gemara, the feeder of Rosh, the Gemara reads very well, very beautiful. Again, it's clear that that's where the Rosh was coming from. In the Gemara itself, it's Muchach. The Rabbi Lah does not hold from the Svar of the Tur Gadol Menach, except in the case of Klev and Asai. Let's go back to Rashi. Nasa Shina Vyodu Vikonon. Zok Rashi. Nasa Shina Vyodu Vikonon, Vishinui, Elohom Milso. Dim Tava Chumocha Shalei Terech, Shalei Terech. A potom idu potom idu ala dehem. Aval Ker Vekefel Mishalem. So let's pick Ker and Vekefel. Ker and Kihashto, the kefil came shagana by kishas amot of it. So what does Rashi mean? Keren kiyashta. What does kiyashta mean? An aisle. Why are you paying kiyashta an aisle? It's keren's kain shagana. Keren's is because it's tarot shasa. It says in Rashi that if you're going to play with an asayil and you shechted it, so you're not chayav al rehei, shalei tovei, shalei mecha, but you pay keren like an ayil. Keren kiyash. And lohitzi from a possibility, maybe you could say that kiyashta doesn't mean lenayah, maybe kiyashta means a new kavazul of kiyashta. That's not nice that we're talking about. We're not talking here about Yukra Vizuli right now. But anyway, I don't think it's true, because the Lashon of Kihashta is mamish the Lashon of Rabbi Lo, when he said to Rav Chanina, if Tlev and Asayil is not a Shinoi, according to you, so why do you pay Kefil Kein Shigana? Why do you pay Kefil Kein Shigana? L'shalom Kihashta. When he said, there clearly means Kihashta means an ayil. That's his taina to Rabbi Chanina. Why are you paying Kein Shigana of a Tlev? If Tlev and Asayil is not a Shinoi, you should pay Kefil Kihashta. The word kihashta means an ayil and not a tle. Not a yukur vizula question. It means that, so it says in this Rashi that if you that tle v'nas ayil, it's nasashina v'yodoi, you put from tficham v'chidra, you put from dalav v'ed, shalai tle v'ed, shalai v'ed. But how much keren do you pay? Kihashta, an ayil. And then kefil, he says, it's not so clear what Rashi wants. Ke'en shagon av oikashas amod v'din. What's the soft? Stami means depending on whether we hold like Rav or not, because the Gemara is going to be done. Is Rav right? Not wrong. We're going to bring this price in to debate whether Rav is right or wrong. So, meanwhile, it's ambivalent. So, but does it sound that it's Shas Amod Abedin? Amod Abedin means Vayter and Ayel. So it says in Rashi that even though Tlev Nas Ayel is a Shinui and you coin it, and Shalei Terech, Shalei Umecher, but on the other hand, we want to evaluate how much Karen do you pay? We didn't have a Shasya. This is Kiyashta. And Kefil, and the Tzad of Rav, and the Tzad that we do over here, so we would say over here, Shas Amod Dibidin, you would make Shas Amod Dibidin. Hell, what's going on? It's his, that's his aisle. How's he chai? What kind of chai tava shas is here? Gozel semer also in begodin. And then you break the begodin. You chai to pay for begodin. It's your begodin. It's your begodin. But why does no chai tava shas in such a way? You pay for the tzemach. And likewise, kefil shas amod v'din, you don't pay kefil on a beggar, on God, you pay on a beggar, you pay kefil on the tzemach. So Mabuin is Rashi. And then as Rashi said, it's from the very beginning. Nasa shini biyodei v'konoi b'shini leham milso dim tov v'chomach v'shloi tovei v'shloi yomai. What is Rashi stressing? Leham milso. Nasa shini biyodei that is shved v'shila. I mean, what does Rashi mean? We know what shini does. Shini is kind of means you can keep it. Nasa shini biyodei leham milso that he's put from dalav head v'shloi tovei v'shloi yomai. So we do, you can ask you, but not for anything else. It's not a shini for other things. It's a shini leham milso that tov v'chomach is put. But l'shai dvarim, do you have to give the aisle, the dead aisle back? Yeah, you do. It belongs to the Bible. It's not, you know, doesn't, because that's not Lohan Milsa. Lohan Milsa is just for Tovah Chumah. But for everything else, the aisle still belongs to the Bible. And the Mela, if you have to pay keren for killing the Baal's idol. The idol still belongs to the Baal. You broke it, you have to pay for it. Pay for the idol. Keren ki kiashta. Just for Tavach Umacha, Rabbi Lohr says that it's a king. It's Madurik several times in Rashi. Rashi later on at the top of some Chavam and Aleph also. We haven't read it yet. But Rashi over there says that the Gemara over there says in Daik and the Baisa that Adkan Lepligi, if there's a Shini, there's not a Shini, but Le'inyan Shlumei Yavani Yipei Kefil Ke'en She'gona. It says the Farish and Baisa. So Rashi says, Le'inyan Shlumei, Ke'goin Kefil Rabbi Lohr, and Dala Behele Rabbi Chanina. But according to Rabbi Lohr, there's no Dala Behele. But there is Kefil, according to Rabbi Lohr, and you pay it, ke'ein she'gona. And from this, the Gemara is le'imotevet yufta derav. So, again, the Gemara is saying, it says in the Brisa, you pay ke'ein she'gona, le'imotevet yufta derav. So Rashi sums up, what are all the cases that are ke'ein she'gona, that from them is a yufta derav? So at least, well, according to Rabbi Lohr, clever, that's you have to pay dal nehe by, you don't have dal nehe altogether. But kefil is ke'ein she'gona. And according to Rabbi Lohr, Kefil, and according to Rabbi Chanino, you even have Dala Behe, so Kefil and Dala Behe are Ke'en Shigana. And then you have also your Kruvzulas, and it's Ke'en Shigana. So everything's Ke'en Shigana, but it's all a Tufta Derab. But one of the things from which Rashi says is Tufta Derab is from the din of Kefil or Rabbi Lohr that it's Ke'en Shigana, but not Kshas and Madhu B'din. That's also part of the Lema Teva Tufta Derab. But what is that then? According to Rabbi Lohr, you're kind of the Ayil. So of course the Kefil is a clear, not an Ayil. Only if you have a dollar and a half, actually, much. But for everything else, it's not kind of life. And you have right there in Tanakh Kovah days, beginning of the place of Leitzim, where the Gemara says that Zeh HaKlal, what's the Zeh HaKlal is coming to be Marbet, the Rabbi Lohr's din of Tlevin HaSayil. Look to Rashi over there. So Rashi says, "Nasashina biyodoi bekani lekach shem tovach lomach shloim tovach shloim." Again, Rashi stresses, "What is it a shini for? It's a shini for dalad, not a shini for anything else." But it is a very shrezach. It's a very difficult thing. First of all, what's the svar? I mean, how does this work? Secondly, Preshua asks. He says the Gemara inside of Gvav, the Mishnah inside of Gvav, Hagoyz Leitzim Zehakal Kolav Yadlan Mishal Mepshasek Zeilu. How could that be talking about Dalad Vehi? You're telling me that it's coming Lasu Yehod Rabbi Lo, that God of Levin Asai and Lasu Shinu Yehod Rekoni and Rashi's Leinin Dalad Vehi. Leinin Dalad Vehi. The Mishnah is talking about what? Kolav Gazlan Mishal Mepshasek Zeilu. Talking about Gazlan. Gazlan doesn't have Dalad Vehi at all. That in the Zeh HaKlal, Kol HaGazlan, Mishal Mepshas Ekzeil, becoming Lasu Yehod Rabbi Lohr, if the whole thing of Rabbi Lohr is only to get to Dalad Hei, but for everything else, Takan Avashim. Dalad Hei is a Gnevedik, and then we're talking over there about Gzeil. Kol HaGazlan, Mishal Mepshas Ekzeil. And the Tzoyz in Shimon Dalad Gimel, asks the Kasha. He says, this kasha is not only in the Harash, it's kasha, yes, more general, but he has a kasha like this. Rav Chanina says that Tlevin HaSayil is not a shimon. Why Tlevin HaSayil according to Rav Chanina not a shimon? So Rashi Bama says. Rashi says, the Bidekhinu B'shini Hashem. It's going in Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina says it's not a shimon, you thank him more, but at least let it be a shimon Hashem. Not a shini agup, but at least let it be a shini hashem. Where's no shorben ayal kori shor and so on. Shorben yoyim kori shor. So Rashi says, "Nekinim shini hashem nehi the shvach the gufei lehavi shinui." That the guf was much bigger. Rav Chanina holds not a shinui. Dimi melek hashovech v'ozil because it was nishana me'elov. But let it be a shini hashem. A shini hashem we're answering. So it says in Rashi that the reason why Rav Chanina holds that it's not a shinui is because it's a shini avam me'elov. And a shini avam me'elov. Rashi holds not a good shini according to Rav Chanina. Presumably, that's why even according to Rabbi Lohr, it's not a shini gomer, it's only a shini for dalad vehe. It's a weak shini. It's not the real Shini. The real Shini has to be via Dayak. The Chayim point out, the Rashi Shitosai, in Samach Vav, when the Gemara says, Omer Rav, Shini Koyne, Ksivu V'Tanino, Ksivu V'Hesu V'Zeil Shigazal, Batam Lem Shigazal, and so on. So Rashi, Rav says, Shini is Koyne, it's a Pasuk, and it's a Mishnah. So Rashi over there says, Shini Koyne, about a third of the way down in Rashi, Shini Koyne, Hechi, Dishonu will be a Dayan. Says the Pharisee in Rashi, Shini Koyne is Shini B'Dayan. Shini Havam Eilov, according to Rav Chanin, is not a Shini at all, and Rashi also, even according to Rabbi Law, it's a not a Shini Gomer, it's a Shini L'Inyan Dalev Hei, but apparently we see from all the Lashon is Rashi, but for other things, it's not a Shini. The fact that Tzayis, of a Mishnah, the Mishnah says, in Tzadik Vavam Amit Beis, Gozul Behemel V'Yiskinu, Avodim V'Yiskinu, Shalom Kishasak Zeylo, he stole behemoth. Behemoth got old. Avodim is machlekes from there. Chacham, because maybe avodim, there's no gzeila by avodim, but by a behemoth, where there's certainly gzeila. So certainly behemoth. So the Mishnah says, gozel behemoth viskino. So you have to pay like a young behemoth. I can't just give him back the old behemoth. You have to pay a young behemoth. And the Gemara says the reason is because she needs kain. So Mishnah Mefuresh says that behemoth viskino, ein lo chashin avom eilo bonom izeh. And Gemara says beferish that that's the reason why the Mishnah says that you have to pay a behema, a young behema, and not the, you can't just say Aresha Chalap Arech, is because she nikain. Yeah, so this is the problem. What do we do with all these things? Very problematic business discussion. I was thinking like this. Why does Rashi hold that a Shini Havam Eilav is not a Shini? That's the side of Rashi Shittia. That a Shini Havam Eilav is not a Shini. Even a Shini Havam Eilav is not a Shini. Shini Havam Eilav is not a Shini. Rav Chanina, totally not a Shini. Rav Lo will come back to it. But at the point of Shini Havam Eilav, Shuta doesn't really count as a Shini. So you could say it doesn't count as a Shini. It's not in the Shana, but then you have the mission of Behemoth. His schema. I think I want to suggest the reason why a shinui Havam Eilav is not a shinui is because what's the word of shinui? Why is a shinui kaina? Because the Gemara says because it says Beheshev says Zeila Shegazel. You have a chiyuv hashavah. You have to give back the Zeila Shegazel to ancient Gazel. Actually holds. Let's say I have a Tlevan Asaya. So the kaina is happen to give back an aisle, you stole a tlev. So it's not a hashav. So you have to give back the bialim, the tlev, not the aisle. So the chayr should be a shimei, it should be kayin. So Rashi holds no. That's not an impediment to hashav. Because if you would have given back the tlev when it was a tlev, today it would still be an aisle. So Rimele, when you give back the aisle, so what's the time? Yeah, you're giving back an idol, but where's the tle? You stole from him a tle. And if I would have given the tle, today it would still be an idol. So Mela, the Hashavas Ha'ayil has in it the Hashavas Ha'tle. I look at it that I gave him back the tle, and the tle grew up. Like why do I have to apuchim after? No, if I would have given back the tle, but today the tle would be an idol, so I'm giving him back the idol. I look at it as if I gave it back to Tlen. The Tlen grew up by him. So it's not that Tlen and Asayil is not a Shinui. It is a Shinui. And normally a Shinui is an impediment to Hashavah. But by a Shinui Abame Elov, the Shinui is not an impediment to Hashavah because it would have been Nishtana anyway. So therefore I look at it, when I give him back the Ayil, there's no Chiv on the Hashavah on the Ayil per se. The Chiv is to be made of the Tlen. But since the Tle would have turned into an aisle regardless, even had it been backed by the Bialim already all this time, so Mele, when I give him back the aisle, Ke'ilu, I gave him back the Tle, and the Tle grew up to be an aisle. I think that's the parents of the Tzoyis' Gasha. Tzoyis is why is it in the Behemoth of Iskino? Because by Behemoth of Iskino, you can't say that. You can say by a Tle, and I say, I give him back, when I give him back the aisle, the Tle is the Chmur Meshubach, and the aisle is bigger and better than the Tle. So when I give him back the ayah, I could say the giving of the ayah is gilu l'asholam of the tle, and the tle grew up by the bialim. But you can't say that when I gave him back the behema, it's kilu. I gave him back the behema when it was young and worth something, and the behema grew old and helpless by the bialim. So kilu the hashav of the skena includes in it, carries in it the hashav of the yolda. But that's not true. You give the bialim the behema back. You give the. When you give him back something that's deteriorated, you can't say, well, I gave him something that you know, it's kilo, I gave him back the meshuvah took a thing and it deteriorated by him. I mean, maybe he would have sold it. Like, he would have waited for it. The chiyuv is to be meshuv the yolda, the behemoth that was young the way he stole it. You wait for it to become old. Old is the chashinu, it's not the same behemoth. I don't know what I can say, but it's kilo. I gave him back the behema, and the behema became old on its own by him. It only works when the thing the way it is now is better. So I gave it to him at maturity. Instead of giving it to him young, then it would have grown up by him, and then he would have had the mature behema. I give him back the mature behema already, even though it's a different behema, but that's what you wanted. That was the tachlis, to have a mature behema, to have the behema that really worked. So I gave him back the tle. The tle became an aisle. So instead of giving back the tle, and the tle then eventually, and he would have to wait for the tle to become an aisle. So I give him back the aisle, and giving back the aisle is kilo. I gave him back the tle, and the tle grew up. But I give him back the thing that's already old and useless. I give him back the behema that's already old and useless. And I say, well, it's as if I gave him back the behema, the good behema, and it became old and useless for him. And so now he can get to throw it. What does he have from it? So now he can throw it out. Like what is? He wants the young behema. So there, you know, there you can't say that the hashav of the behema skena includes in it the hashav of the behema yolda. But when you give back the tle, when you give back rather the ayil, since the tle was eventually going to become an ayil, and lezelno mitzapim, that's what the Bible wants the tle to become an ayil. So when you give it back the ayil, avada the ayil is not the same thing as the tle. It's nishtana. But it would have been nishtana anyway. So then I could look at it when I give him back the ayil, ilu, I gave him back the tle, and the tle became eventually an ayil. You can't say that. You sold semer and became begodim, so you don't say, well, it's like I gave him the bible back to semer and the tzen, and he made it into begodim. But he didn't make it into begodim. You made it into begodim. It only works by a natural process. Something which is bome elov, the clay is going to become an aisle automatically. So if I give him back the clay, it would automatically become an aisle by the bilem. So now if I give him back the aisle, hilo, I gave him back the clay, and it became an aisle by the bilem. But by a shina be a dayim, if the ganav decided to make the tzemer into a beggar, maybe the ganav would have made it into something else. It's not implicit in the tzemer that it's going to become a beggar. So there, it's there. That's the regular shina. There, it doesn't matter whether it's the shachar or the grayus. But by a shina abame elov, there it depends. Shina abame elov, that's the grayus of by behemah viskino. So the hashav of the behemah skino doesn't contain in it the hashav of the behemah when it was young. But the hashav of the ayil. Even though the ayil is not the tle, it's a different thing. But the hashav of the ayil contains in it the hashav of the tle, because the tle was automatically going to become an ayil. Even if I gave back the tle, it would have gone on to become an ayil. And that's its tachlis, to become an ayil. That's when it's useful. So you give back the tle was not the ayil, so you give back the ayil, its kilu contains in it that you give back the tle. So that's why shini abam me'elon, according to Rav Chanina, let's say, is not a shini at all. Because you have a chiv hashav. But the chiyuv hashava is not on its own account, not because of the chiyuv hashava on the aisle per se. The chiyuv hashava on the aisle is because the hashava on the aisle is munuch in the hashava on the aisle, the hashava on the tle. Kilu tle went and kilu gave back the tle and the tle grew up. So maybe we could say, take a step further now. Say. That's clapping with Tzoyce's kasha. Why is it different in behemah viskin? So maybe now we could also say Havon Rabbi Ilo. Rabbi Ilo says Tlev and Nastayel is Nasashin beyond the Vichvanek. The Rashi says not that you get to keep it. The Rabbi you have to give it back. But only and if you break it, you have to pay for an aisle. Karen ki hashda. So for what are you calling it? Only Leinyan Zeh that if you tavach umocha, you don't have to pay dalgay. So maybe we could say. Maybe they're chesher. That the pshat is Rabbi Lo holds that since the body not going to the aisle, Because everything that I said before, Rabbi also agrees to. That if there's a chiyuv hashavah in an ayil, because the hashavah is an ayil, it contains in it the hashavah is a tleh, and therefore you have to give back the. You don't get out of just because the tleh became an ayil. It doesn't get you out of. You still have to be a chayim v'heishiv v'sezayla. You still have to give back the tleh. And how are you going to give back the tleh? You'll give back the tleh by giving back the ayil that the tleh would have grown up into even had you given it back earlier. But since the chiyuv hashavah ayil is only on account of the tleh. So Rabbi Lo holds that there's no chiyuv tovach u'machar. Because the chiyuv of tovach u'machar is only when you tovach a behemah that there's a chiyuv, that you have a chiyuv hashavin. And a chiyuv hashavin the behemah. I mean, that's aleph beis. That tovach u'machar is only you have a gnev that you're mechuyuv in hashavin. And now you're mishtarash bechet and you undermine the hashavin by mean tovach. That was when mishtarash bechet and so on. So the din of tovach u'machar is time you go into somebody's backyard and you tovach u'machar a behemah, you're not. That's not called dalad. There's no chiyuv dalad rei. It's only by a gnevel, a chepz of a gnevel. That's the amoy v'hoshev, by yerichiv hashavim. And now you torpedo the hashava by being mishtarish v'chet, and you do a tficha. So that's mechayev dalad rei. So the law holds that an ayil hagam it has really a chiyuv hashava, but since the chiyuv hashava is only in the tleh. And the thing that you're being tevech is the ayil, which is not the tleh. So hashav you still have to do, because giving back the ayil is a way to get back the tleh. But at the end of the day, what did I shecht? I didn't shecht the tleh, I shechted the ayil. And my chiv hashav is not in the ayil mitzad atzmoy. My chiv hashav is only in the ayil mitzad that it's a way to be meshev the tleh. So the Lord says, that's kilu, you're being tevech, you're not tovech umacha, the thing that you were going to. That's what he calls shalayu tevech, shalayu mech. You have to say, by the way, that shalayu tevech, shalayu mech, it doesn't mean literally shalayu. I mean, that's anyway, I think, if you're Ashi. Ashi says that it's not your ayil, you have to give it back to the Bible. If you break it, you have to pay for it. So it's not literally shaloi. Of course, you have to say in Rashi, shaloi to me, shaloi yomecher is a borrowed expression. So you have a concept, by Shini Gomer, we have a concept, that if you stole something, and it was a Shini Gomer, that you don't even have to give it back. You stole a behemoth, and it was Nishtana, a real Shini. And then you shechted it, you talk about it from Dalai Bay, because shaloi to me, shaloi yomecher. So Rabbi Lo is borrowing that lashon and saying, even by Tleven Asayil, well, you do have to give it back. But since you don't have to give it back, Mitzad Atzmai, it's an ayil. An ayil is not the same as a tleh. So Mitzad Atzmai, Mitzad the ayil Shubba, you don't have to give it back. The only chiyuv hashavah is because it's a way to give back the tleh. Because if you give back the ayil, you gave back the tleh and it grew up. But it's not a chiyuv hashavah, Mitzad Atzmai. The ayil is not by Moed Lashon, Mitzad Atzmai. But what you shechted is not the tleh Shubba, what you shechted is the ayil. So Mela. So that's ke'ein shaloi tovech shaloi mechad. That's not mechayev dalad vehei. A ma'ase tefichin in an ayil is not mechayev dalad vehei, since my chiyuv hashav is not an ayil. I have to give the ayil back, but my chiyuv hashav be'etzim is in the tefach. Mele also, I thought, maybe Klappel B'nai Shu is Kasha. If Marcus and I raise the Eitzim, that Zach Klaal, Kala Gazan and Shalom Kshas Yitzel, is coming last to Yehud Rabbi Lo. In fact, he asked B'nai Shu, according to Rashi, the whole Rabbi Lo is only to get the Dalad Behed. And Dalad Behed, you don't have to get Gezel anyway. So how can the Mishnah of Kala Gazan be telling me Halacha that has to do with Dalad Behed? If there's no Dalad Behed, that Dalad Behed is by Gneva. It would have said Kala Gazan, it would have been good, but it says Kala Gazan. So, they have a Gavaldic Teretz over there, I don't have. I mean, it's a big problem for Rashi. At least this much. You have to say L'chare for Rashi, that Enechinami, the Mishnah is talking about Gazlonim. But since there's a Yitr over here, Kala Gazlonim Shalom Shasek Zeilu, the Mishnah says it's an extra thing. So the Yitr is coming to tell me Halocha, maybe it's not Negev to Gezel, it's only Negev to Gnevel. Tell me how to Rabbi that Tevin Asayil is Shinoi, and Mimela, and it's Negev to Dalad Vehev. Even though this Mishnah, in this particular case, you couldn't have Dalad Vehev, but it'll Negev to the case of Gnevel. But at least this much is better. That the reason why, L'gabitat, the reason why you pulled from Dalad Behe by Tlevan Asayil is because this taka is not, it's not only Aloch and Dalad Behe, it's because there's a deep lumpus over here that you really have no Achiv HaShavah. There is no Achiv HaShavah on the Ayil. The Achiv HaShavah is only on the Tleh. Except you have to give back the Ayil anyway, because that's how you give back the Tleh. But Mitzad Atma, the Ayil doesn't have Achiv HaShavah. And that's why you pulled from Dalad Behe. So that's in lumpus, it's still true even by a Gezel. Even by a Gezel, it was Tlevan Asa Ayil, you don't have a Chiyuv HaShavah on the Ayil, only Mitzad the Tleshavah. just the whole the nafkamina in that distinction in Gezel doesn't really have much of a nafkamina. The nafkamina is only like Nevel Gabi Dalad Behei. But the fact is still true that even by Gazlonin, Tlevin Asayil, you don't really have a Chiva Shova, and there's no Chiva Shova on the Ayil. The Chiva Shova is on the Tlev. Nafkamina in Dalad Behei. In the Chamek, Dalad Behei, like Nevel. I'm going to talk about, I just want to start the next topic. I thought maybe I would be massive more today, but I don't want to keep that a little too long. Let's go a little bit further than Gemara. I just want to just try to start the next problem in the Gemara. This is maybe one of the basic problems in the Gemara. The Gemara says, well, Bishama, we're going to just run through. We're not really going to miss Akafan. We'll see after Pesach maybe from there. Not after Pesach, after finals. This time, you know, it's not a chita, it wasn't sell a zayson, it wasn't shemen, and nothing was on yain, tani chota, also tani chota mutter, or maybe it's a tani green, the may spark, the shami, 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 the Shami who came below the same with us, they still had the Shami, not him, but him, him below the same. But Halak said, we still have Haksu Gam, Gam, we still cash. All of that was just going to put when this whole sugi of him, but him, Shami, so on, that'll have to wait till after five. But I want to just look at the next Gemara because I'm trying to get to what we just read. The Gemara now goes on and says, Atkan le pligia with Masa Vishini Kleina, Masa Vishini Kleina, Masa Vishini Kleina. Machlekes is a shinis kain, and actually knows machlekes. Actually, the machlekes that we learn with Chanina is tlevin asayil. Masover shinis kain, masover ein shinis kain. If you make a mistake and think it means b'silu b'shamet, but that Rashi says no, that's not what it means. It means Rabbi Lo and Rabbi Chanina, because we're going back to the price of them. That's so absent to me why Rashi learned that. Why can't you learn? It means the whole machlekes Beisil v'Shama is whether Shin is Chayin or Shin is not Chayin. But this brisa, whether you ascribe it to Beisil the way Rabbi Chanina did, or you ascribe it to Beishama the way Rabbi Lo did, it says in this brisa that you pay Kain Shagana. It says in the brisa that you pay Kain Shagana. Rashi learns not that. Akan lepligil l'masor v'shini. Because that's the simple reading of the words. Akan lepligil l'masor v'shini Chayin l'masor v'en Shini Chayin. Who holds Shin is not Chayin? Shama, Rav Chanina doesn't know Shini is not Kaina. He was clever and Asayil is not a Shini. The simple reading of the words, that Masov Shini Kaina, Masov Ein Shini Kaina, would refer to Beisil, Beisil, and Beishama. And that would work. Because this Raisa says, Sofik, who is it? Is it Beisil or is it Beishama? Rav Chanina said, it's Beisil. It's just clever and Asayil is not a Shini. And Rabbi Lo said, no, clever and Asayil is a Shini, but this Raisa is Beishama. Kach e kach, but it says in the Raisa that you pay Kain. Shagunav, and that was what goes on Lemetiv to Rashi for some reason doesn't say that. He says, Adkan the Pligir Rabbi Lo, Rabbi Chanino, the Masova Shini Kaina, meaning by Tlevin Asayil, Masova Shini Kaina, everybody agrees there is a Shini. Shini is Kaina in general, but the Chalikis Rabbi Lo, Rabbi Chanino is, but this Shini Abome Elov, Masova that a Shini Abome Elov is Kaina, Masova that a Shini Abome Elov is not Kaina. Avalinin Shlume, Kulyama, Kidemekar, Mishal, but Tashlumin, you pay, can you make her? The Ketonim, Misham, Tashlumi Kefil, Tashlumi Talibahe, Kein Shigona. That's the rash that we saw before. Lean and Shlumi of what? Not Talibahe. Rabbi Lo doesn't hold from Talibahe. He holds that the Shalim, there is no Talibahe. But Lean and Shlumi, everything else. Rashi says, meaning Kefil, according to Rabbi Lo, Kefil and Talibahe, according to Rabbi Chanina, Stam Yukur Vizula, where Stam Yukur Vizula. All those things are kein shigun. The price says kein shigun. Fact the Gemara lematevi tiyufta derav. The Amarav keren kein shigun. Misham teshlim kefil teshlim dal vehek. Shasam odu bedin. So how come over here it's not the same? How come over here you pay kein shigun? But shavik shasam odu bedin. Amarava tloim kine mekar domim chilachshuv. I was just showing what these words mean. Rashi learns it means bol shalim tloim. You have to pay. Bol shalim tloim. You pay tloim, and that's what the brisa means. Kein shigana. Bol shalom domim, then you pay kedahashta. Chori means tmeiayim, because that's Rav's halacha. You pay kedahashta. Do we learn that it means tloim kemekara? That if it was nishkana from a tle to an ayil, you pay kemekara because otu turganu vinoch dichurganu vinoch. But if it just changed in yukur vizula, then you don't pay kein shigana, then you pay kedahashta. The Rav has a different shavu. We're not going to talk about right now. So there's a basic problem here in the sugya. So for bigger reasons, I'm just at the heart of the sugya. It's such a mud in the Gemara. What's the strange thing here? You read this Gemara, you should have a deja vu. Didn't we ask this kasha? That was Rabbi Eloi asked Rav Chanina. Rabbi Eloi asked Rav Chanina. He says, Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Eloi, how can we pay dal v'hei at all? It's tlev and asayil, it's a shini according to you. So why do you pay dal v'hei at all? So what Rabbi Eloi asked back to Rav Chanina? Elamai shini is not kaina, but why do you pay kefil kain shigana? L'shal kihashta. Why kihashta? Presumably, because kefil is kishasa ma'adu v'din. And we're answered. No, up to two gam, no, chdich gam, no, no. Now the Gemara wakes up and says, same question all over again. But it says in the spice, it's pay kain shigana, so never mind, shini, yes, shini, no. But it says kain shigana, what happened to Rav? Kishasa ma'adu v'din. The Gemara answers, "Tloim can make our adam kshalach," which according to Rashi means something else, not Rav Chanina. According to Taisus, it means Rav Chanina. Either way, well, why is the Gemara repeating itself? And according to Rashi, in a way, it's even worse. The Gemara is repeating itself and gives different answers. Before we answered after Turgan Rinoch, now we have a different answer: Bol Shalim Tloim, but Bol Shalim Domim. And according to Taisus, it's not much better. I mean, so it's the same Gemara, same answer, just different lashanes. I know what the academic time people would do about this, but the Rishonim had this fierce, and the Rishonim not even bothered by it. Craig is bothered by it. So the Craig is two miles from the Terutzim. Talk about that very carefully, and maybe there's other things to be said. Kregis is two mahalchim. They're very similar to each other. Basically, Rabbi Kregis says that Akoch, you have to say that earlier, when Rabbi Yiloah said to Rabbi Chanino, when Rabbi Yiloah asked Rabbi Chanino, L'shal kihashto, he didn't mean because of Rav's din that Kefil is Shasta Maldu Vidin. He doesn't mention anything about Rav. And the truth is, it's Meduik also in Rashi, because Rashi, and the Dibra base by Kain and the Dibra Masl Kain Shaganov, and the Gemara first quotes the Brisa Kain Shaganov, Rashi says, Lekamono isvinin l'rav mehodo amakashlumi kefil dal hek shasna moda v'din. The later the Gemara is going to ask him here in Rav. So what does Rashi mean later? He means the next line. This time he means the next line. That's called Lekamon. We know the Rashi. Lekamon means this Gemara in Samchulam and Aleph. Lekamon, the Gemara says, Lehman Tiefdus v'dirav. What do you mean, Lekamon? It's right here. Rabbi Loh quotes the Braisa, Rabbi Chanina quotes the Braisa, and Rabbi Loh is going to ask him right back, what happened to Kain Shigona? What happened to Rav Salocha? Mudik and Rashi, when Rabbi Loh is asking Rabbi Chanina, L'shalom Kiyash, he's not asking Mikarech to do Nebra. It's a different Kasha. So what exactly is the other Kasha? If you take Rav out of the picture, Rav would not have to Rav yet. That's now we're waking up. Salam Abov, Lehmetev, Tiv, Tikirav. But when Rabbi Loh said to Rav Chanina that if Tlev Nasayil is not a Shinui, then why do you pay Kain Shigana L'Shalom Kihashto? He didn't say a word about Rav. And he wasn't asking the Kayach Rav. So what was he asking the Kayach? So Rav Kregis has two possibilities. They correspond to two Smahachim we saw earlier in the Shayim. The first possibility Rav Kregis says is he sends you back to Taisus Dibra Maskal Almo. And remember, Taisus said that even if there would have been no pasuk of kefil k'shasa ma'adu v'din, in svara kefil would be tied to keren. That's why there's no svara to say that tav shasi pay keren like the shasa shvira, but kefil k'ein shigana. What is it? If there's no pasuk, then kefil is tied into the keren, and you pay. And if the keren is tavashasya, if the keren is dalad as tavashasya, then the kefil will be the same. And if you have the pasuk, then kefil is for sure shasam adavidin. That was the tesis. So I said, okay, oh, you see in the tesis that besides the din of kefil shasam adavidin, just in svara, kefil ought to be tied into keren, and to the keren of tavashasya. We were mad with the Tosfos also. That the Chi of Tavar Shas is not a Chi of Gneva. If it would be a Chi of Gneva, Tosfos wouldn't have had a problem in the first place. This is the Shas of Gneva. The Chi of Karen is not a Chi of Gneva. It's a Chi of Mazik or Gazlan. But still, that becomes the Karen. That's Mali Hei Mali Gneva. Once you, when you Mazik the Kli, when it's worth four, that becomes the Domin. And if that's the Domin, then that's the Kli. And if that's the Kli, then the Kefil is tied into the Karen, and the Kefil should be the same MF. And the pasuk tells me that besides that kefil has an independent halacha, that it's chashas and mother. So says Rabbi Kreger, maybe it goes like this: that the Gemara and Samachem and Beis asking, forget about Rav. Maybe we're not thinking about Rav right now. But if you don't think about Rav, if you're not working with Rav, then kefil at the end of the day should be tied to the keren. And if the keren, let's say, is dalad zuz, because that was a shasa shvira, so Torah Taisa said that without any psukim, the kefil and svara would be the same thing because it's tied. The kefil is tied to the keren. So that's Rabbi Lo's kasha. In Svara, if you broke it when it was an aisle, so and the keren therefore is an aisle, then the kefil should be an aisle too. That Rabbi Lo answered that Alto Turgan Vinoch Dichragan Rido. What does that answer mean? And this is a funny thing. It means maybe kind of a shavim. That's a complicated mess. You know, I don't think you need that. But I think the answer is that yes, if you break something, it's called the gath the domim or the keren because mali hey mali demeim, but that's the chayfets. But only if the thing that you broke is the same thing that you stole. So you can say, but even though its value changed, but since I broke it, now we're in mazik. I have to pay for zuz. Then that for zuz is the chayfets, and that's the kefil is tied to that. But by tlevin last aisle, I stole a tle. Now I broke an aisle. So of course I still pay Karen for an aisle, because I shechted somebody else's aisle. But those four zuz, let's say the aisle is worth four zuz, the four zuz of the, or let's say it's worth 20 zuz. If the aisle is worth 20 zuz and the tle was only worth, let's say, 10 zuz, but the extra 10 zuz are the extra tesefis of the aisle. That's not called the dmei atle. And carefully only pay on the tle. That's the Gemara before. The other Gemara is asking the new cash. Okay, fine, that we explained, that you don't have to pay yet. Midin tarvish shasio. You did that the kefil is tied to the keren, so that you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay cash because up to turn gan minach dicha gan minach. But then there's another problem. Rav said halacha that kefil, the shuma of kefil is always kshas amad v'din. The shuma of kefil is kshas amad v'din. If the shuma of kefil is kshas amad v'din, so if the kleb became an aisle, but at the end of the day. This aisle, it's not a different thing. It's a. If the tleh became an aisle. Well, it's always a bit complicated, but if the tleh became an aisle, midin rav, midin the din of kefil kshas hamod the bedin, you should still have to pay the domum of an aisle. Here, Rashi holds that it's not enough to answer Otto Tur Daganu Noch Dichagaminoch means that Midin Tavish Shasio, the domim of the aisle, the extra tensils of the aisle, is not the domim of the tle. But Midin Rav says a kosov, the kefil shasam of the bedin, that the shumah kefil peik shasam of the bedin, at the end of the day, this aisle is the hemshich of the tle, and this is a kosov, the tle that you pay shasam of the bedin. So my answer is a different terence. If you pay money, you still have to pay the money of the aisle, because the shuma of the tle is like is the way it is now. And the way it is now is an aisle. But if you pay tloyim, then nechanami. You basically chiv hashavas on tloyim. Like we said before, the chiv hashavas is basically on the tle shavoy. So if you pay tloyim, so you pay you give taka tle. But if you pay money, then you have to make a shuma on the tle. And the din of shuma is that you make the shuma when based on sisk shasam of the bedin. And now we can't make a shuma on the tle. The tle now has become an aisle. So we have to make the shuma on the aisle. And Taisa says, no, it's the same svar as Otto Tur Gan Minoch, but applied now to Rav. The Before it was applied to Tav and Shasi, now it's applied to Rav. That's the first Malach and Rabbi Krieger. Some of them the second. The second Malach and Rabbi Krieger is, again, it's similar. The Gemara is asking me Tav and Shasi. Earlier, the Gemara is not asking Koyach Rav, it's asking me Tav and Shasi. But not with the places of Svar that the Kefil is tied into the Karen even without a Pasuk. But because Tav and Shasi is considered to be a new Maisik Nebel. Like the Ritz doesn't quote it, but like the Ritz from Tzuvus. That the Rav, you know, the Tav is Tishtashas Bechet, then it's a new Maisik Nebel, the Tav and Shasi. And it's able to be a Chayat Kefil. That Ritz. Okay, he says it's the Kitzin image, he doesn't quote any Maimon Klemis, but he means this Svar. Says Rabbi Krieger, maybe that's the Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha before. The Gemara before is asking, Rabbi Loi Esther Chanino, if Tlevin Asal is not a Shinoi, so you should take Yehashto, because when you shecht it, that's a new Maisik, it's a new Maisik Nebel, it's a Shtashas Bechet. And the Shtashas Bechet should be Mechayiv me now to pay for an aisle. To which the answer is, Atutur Gaminoch, Tichur Gaminoch, it only works, the din of Shtashas Bechet only works if it's built on a Maisik Nebel Beis Ha'ish. You go into somebody's house and you break something, that's not called the Shtashas Bechet. It's not Machayiv Yiknei Kefum Dalad Behe. That's not the Maisa Mazik. In order to have this word, the Tomach, that Tav and Shasio, keep Machayiv Kefum Dalad Behe, in its own right, it's because it's a Shtashus in the original Chetav, it's a Gneva Richto, from the original Beguna from Beis Ha'ish. But here, since the original Beguna from Beis Ha'ish was a clan, not an aisle, and now the Shefting is an aisle, that's not called the Shtashus Bechet, and that can't be Machayiv Me, that can't be Machayiv Me an aisle. Now the Gemara is asking a different question. Okay, forget the notion that it's a new Maisig Nebel. Let's go back to the old Maisig Nebel. You stole a Tleh. But now you have to do a Shuma. And Rav says that this Exeris HaKosu, that the Shuma is Kshas HaMod Debedin. So what happened to that? By the way, that's a more serious question. That the Gemara answers. Planning to make our Dom Kshu Achshav. Again, the Rashi Ked Islay and the Taisvis Ked Islay. And all of this needs to be thought through carefully, all of these stars. But maybe there's other. I have maybe another machshava in this issue. How to deal with this problem? But Kitz and Nimrod, Rabbi Krieger and Mahalchem, both Mahalchem have in common that what he's saying is that the Gemara's earlier kasher, Rabbi Loz kasher of Chanina l'shalom ki hashdu, would not be koyach the member of Rav. It was midin tav v'shasu. Rabbi Krieger says in two flavors: either the tav v'shasu, either with the svar of Tosfos, that in svar even without any pesukim, kefil will be tied to the keren of tav. Kefil will be tied to the keren. And even to the Karen of Tav HaShasya, which we want to tell you, even to the Karen of Tav HaShasya. With Balihem, Balihem, whatever. Or, he says that the other flavor in the Beger is more like the Ritva, that the word that Tav HaShasya is a new Maisig Nebel. These are two different swaras, but you can say, well, but there's one swara, the Tosis swara. Tav HaShasya is not a new Maisig Nebel. But Stam is a swara that Kefil, all things being equal, without any Pesukim, Kefil should be tied to Karen. Not the Tav HaShas is a Maisik Nebel. No, the original the Gneva is the original Maisik Nebel. But the Tashlumen of the Kefil, the Shum of the Kefil, should be tied to the value of the Keren. And if the Keren goes up in value, or you have a Tav HaShas here that makes this greater amount of Domim into the Keren, so the Kefil is tied to that. That's places Mahalach. And the other flavor is that with the Ritzosar, that Tav HaShas is a new Maisik Nebel. Now, we anyway had this right, that in Tav HaShasya there's two different Havanas. The Tosfos is not the same as the Ritva. The Ritva has a notion that Tav HaShasya is a new Maisik Nebel, it's Mechayev Kefil in its own right. Tosfos never said that. That Tosfos of Alma never said that Tav HaShasya is Mechayev Kefil in its own right. If it was Mechayev Kefil in its own right, then Tosfos' Kasha wouldn't start. Tosfos had asked the Kasha, remember, what was the Tosfos? Tosfos asked, why did the Gemara say, Alma, the Gemara would arrive from in the case of Kefil and Chaimish, that they have the same value, how could they have the same value? Must be when the market plummeted, and therefore everything's worth a quarter, so therefore the Kefil comes out to be the same as the Chaimish, it's a riot throughout. So Tosfos said, what's the riot throughout? Maybe it's just the opposite. Maybe the market jumped up, and the Kefil is Kesha gone up, and the Chaimish is tied into the Karen, and the Karen is Keshasa Shvir. So Tosfos answers that in Svar the Kefil should be totally, if you don't have any Pesukim, then the Kefil is tied to the Keren. Now, if Tav HaShas is a new Maisig Neva, the Kasha never started in the first place. Tav HaShas is a new Maisig Neva, how could the Kefil possibly be Kain Shiganov? There's a new Maisig Shvira now. The Kain Shiganov is the now. So if we're already Mechir from the Tosfos is not like the Ritva. Tosfos does not have the notion that the Tficha is a new Maisig Neva. He has a different Svar, that even though the Maisig Tficha is not a Maisig Neva, but Tosfos says a Svara That's the Tosfos Teretz, it's a Svara, that even though it's not a new Maisig Neiva, it's the old Maisig Neiva, and you're paying for the old Maisig Neiva, but how much is the Shum of the Kefil? How do you evaluate the Kefil? Or what's the Kefil connected to? How much Kefil do you have to pay? Maybe Shum is the wrong word, but how much Kefil do you have to pay? Double the Keren. And what's the Keren? Whatever the Keren is. And by Tavar Shasya, the Keren is for. So these are two different Svaras. Tosfos Svara and Ritzos Svara are two different Svaras. Rabbi Kegel's two Teutzim are basically the same Teretz of Tavrish that the Moshe's original question is Mitech Tavrish Shasya, but he's using it. But his first Teretz goes with Tosfos Mahalach of Tavrish Shasya, and his second Mahalach goes more like the Ritva's Mahalach of Tavrish Shasya. No, Rabbi Kegel doesn't speak it out. So the bottom line is that Rabbi Kegel is saying the Mahalach in the Gemara is the Gemara before is asking Mitech Tavrish Shasya, and that the Gemara answered to Turganinach Dichganinach. Now the Gemara is asking a new question, not Mitech Tavrish Shasya, but Mitech the member of Rav. But after the Gemara has maybe a different teretz, or maybe it's not a different teretz, Tosfos Rashi, but the Gemara has a different lashon anyway, that plum can make her donum kshalach. All these things need to be, all these svaras need to be weighed. But that's the very important Rabbi Kegel here. Okay, so tomorrow, Mr. Shem, I want to talk a little bit more about this Rabbi Kegel. I have maybe a different suggestion. I understand, based on the Rashi, it's maybe a different mahal from the Rashi. Basically, I want to finish just Rashi and Mahalach here in the Gemara. What was the Gemara's Kasha before? What's the Gemara's Kasha now? So, Craig is two Teutzim, and maybe a Teretz, a different Teretz, and then I think we're going to have to stop. I mean, then I think that's all we'll be Maspik tomorrow. And then in Mitzvah Shem, after the finals, we'll come back and we'll deal with all the Teutzim and so on. I had a call that we'll finish the Sugi before the finals, but I see that's really not Maris that shy. So, okay, so I hope Roland doesn't forget. I don't forget the sugi by the time we recommence. But tomorrow is the one.